This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. A WBEZ analysis finds ridership on the CTA has been slower to recover from the pandemic than transit ridership in other major metros. Kate Lowe is a professor of urban planning at the University of Illinois Chicago.
Ridership in Chicago has not recovered the way it has in, for example, Washington, D.C. And a big factor in that is that our service levels aren't up to what they were pre-pandemic.
WBEZ's analysis found CTA train service levels have gone down since 2020, while service levels in cities like D.C. grew. Sluggish ridership is one of the main reasons Chicago area transit agencies are facing a $730 million budget gap. Student organizers at the University of Chicago are pushing back against the school's decision to clear a pro-Palestinian encampment on campus this week. Amira Sohail is an organizer with UChicago United for Palestine. She says students are frustrated by the university's decision to clear the encampment. She and other activists continue to call on the school to divest from any entities that are funding the war between Israel and Hamas.
Even throughout the raid and in the press conferences after the raid, the phrase that I've been hearing the entire time is, "We'll be back. We are strong. We are stronger than ever. And we are committed to this cause."
U of C officials say the encampment violated the university's commitment to free expression by blocking off a large part of campus. A similar encampment is still up on the DePaul University campus in Lincoln Park. A panel of pastors will discuss the past, present, and future of the Black Church in Chicago tonight. The University of Chicago Divinity School and Baptist Theological Union are hosting the conversation. Emily Cruz is the director of the Martin Marty Center for the Public Understanding of Religion. She says two Protestant pastors and a nonprofit leader from Chicago's South and West Sides will discuss ways for churches to build community in the neighborhoods they serve.
So what will they be able to provide or not provide to people in the city, especially to young people who are looking to build community?
The panel is free and open to the public. It starts at 6 p.m. at the DeSable Black History Museum and Education Center. A new play called Turret officially opens this weekend at Chicago's Chopin Theater. It stars Oscar-nominated actor Michael Shannon, who has become a prominent Hollywood character actor. Shannon has a long history with A Red Orchid, the theater company producing the show. And having one of its most notable actors back in town has allowed the small theater to use a larger venue. Still, the company's artistic director, Kirsten Fitzgerald, says that's a risk.
Can we fill that space? You know, it has twice as many seats than our space does. And I think we were willing and able to take that risk with being able to fill those seats, partially because Michael is in the room for this one. And we know that there is a big draw there.
Turret is set in a dystopian future following a war that nearly wiped out civilization. It runs until June 9th. Something else you should know today. Illinois could soon have a new state agency dedicated to early childhood services. The department would streamline services from three other agencies, like preschool funding and home visiting. Democratic State Representative Mary Beth Canty says the state needs to make it easier for families to navigate government programs. The measure has passed the Illinois House and Senate, and now heads to Governor J.B. Pritzker for final approval. Today's weather: we'll experience mostly cloudy skies with the high reaching the mid-60s. And then this weekend, we're expecting mostly sunny skies. Similar temperatures tomorrow, and then weather in the high 70s on Sunday. Later today, the Cabrini Green Homes once housed several thousand Chicagoans. The final building of the public housing project was demolished in 2011. But its former residents keep its name alive all over the country. And now, two childhood friends and former Cabrini Green residents want to establish a creative hub there. My Rundown co-host Aaron Allen gets all of the details later today. That's at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.